WVYC's Perspectives is a weekly look at the people and programs that make up the York College community. This program looks at the issues that impact our college environment. This week's host is Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's Perspectives, and this week we are going to be talking with the Director of Campus Safety here at York College, Ed Bruder. Ed, thank you for joining us, and welcome.
Glad to be here.
Let's start at the beginning. How did you get to York College?
Well, it's quite a long story, but I'll give you the Reader's Digest version.
All right.
I actually started at York College as a student.
Oh, all right. Originally, so are you an alum?
Yes, I'm an alum of York College. I actually transferred here from Seton Hall University.
Okay.
I went there for 2 years. Great school, but wasn't the right place for me. I remembered this place that I had applied to back when I was in high school called York College. But the mistake I made was I never came out to visit the campus. Mm. I never made it out here. I wish I did. When I was looking to transfer, I went back to York and I came out here and I just fell in love with the campus and I did transfer. I did 2 years here, completed my bachelor's degree in criminal justice. And at the time, I also worked as a student security officer. So that was my very first job in security and law enforcement. And it was a great experience for me. So then after I graduated school, I worked as a police officer for a little bit in Delaware and then had an opportunity to come back to Pennsylvania. And I worked for a major pharmaceutical company for about 5 years and thought that was going to be the direction I was going in. However, at that particular plant, some changes were being made. So I started looking for other opportunities and I saw that York College was hiring what basically is the assistant director of campus safety. I got hired. It was a great opportunity to come back here to York. I had some experience, obviously, working for the department. And within a year, my boss left and they appointed me as director. And we're now almost 14 years.
Okay. So you've set your roots down. You're not going anywhere.
Yes. No,
okay.
I'm here. Yep.
All right. And so what about this place attracted you? It brought you here twice, essentially.
Yes, it did. It's a special community. For me, I like living in a suburban area, and I think York is a great suburban location. We're close to a lot of things. It's a pretty tight community. Specifically with York College, there's just a warm feeling here, a sense of home, and so I appreciate coming back to that, being part of this community again. The people here are very real, down to earth. I've worked and been to other places where maybe that hasn't been the case. So I just felt that there was a good connection to the community here that I didn't see any other place that I had lived.
All right. Now let's talk about your lofty job title, Director of Campus Safety.
Yeah.
And we'll also, one thing I want to talk about a little bit when we get, is how it's changed. It's probably changed in those 14 years.
It has.
So what are your responsibilities as Director of Campus Safety?
Okay. So the term campus safety is a pretty broad term, and I think it works well for what our department does because there's a lot of different things and responsibilities that fall under that campus safety umbrella. And you're right, it has changed throughout the years. So we're the primary department that's charged with keeping York College a safe place for the students to live and to learn. So that means that we have campus police officers and security officers patrolling campus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, answering calls for service, doing preventive patrols, keeping this place safe, responding to really any student needs 24/7. We're the only department that's here at all hours. So anytime a student needs assistance, it's our number that they're going to call and we're going to show up at their door. And if we can't help them, we're going to get in touch with the right people that can help them with whatever needs they have. We're in charge of the campus shuttle service. That's quite unusual for someone in my position. Never did I think that I would
transportation
be
transportation guy.
Right, in charge of transportation. That wasn't my career path, but it's been great fun, and it does have a safety aspect to it. People don't have to walk at night wherever they're going, but also it's a convenience and a great service to our students. Crime prevention programming, we're a piece of the educational. Education here at York College. So we want to teach people how to be safe as students and even beyond our borders when they graduate. So that's something that we do too.
You know, and it's not just safety for the students, it's also safety for the staff. I know that you spend a lot of time with training for shooter incidents and all
not
that sort of stuff.
And
that's where the biggest change I think has had. Mm-hmm. It used to be maybe, when I was in college, maybe even when you were in college, that really you had campus safety
safety for them to kind of patrol the campus and keep things safe. But right. now there's a lot more threats out there
yeah.
that there didn't exist.
You're exactly right. The world has changed, and so we need to be prepared to deal with more situations that could potentially occur on campus. And those include, you know, threats to the faculty and staff and administration as well. So, yeah, active shooter incidents. Our department constantly trains how to deal with those incidents, and our officers know how to respond. But we also train the staff in how to respond. We have to create procedures so that we educate both the students and staff how to respond to those emergencies. You've seen acts of terrorism on campus. And also, just our changing world, we're seeing more need to assist students in with mental health crises. So our officers had to receive training in that and how to support students and get them the help that they need. And it's just a comprehensive list of responsibilities now that departments like mine have that maybe you didn't see years ago. So we've had to get better at what we do. And we're trying to do that every day.
What's the biggest challenge? What's the biggest challenge when you go to sleep at night and maybe you wake up in the middle of the night? What's that dream that you're having? What's that biggest challenge for you?
Sure. Well, the biggest challenge is trying to anticipate what is going to happen next. I think we're good about learning from incidents that happen at other places and then responding to that, creating a plan, training for that. But what's the next thing that's going to happen? Think about Virginia Tech when that incident happened. They just never anticipated something like that would happen on their campus. And I think they did a good job there of doing what they could. So, you know, as we look forward to the future, what's the next issue that's going to crop up on college campuses that our officers and our employees are going to have to be called upon to help respond to? So thinking ahead, trying to stay one step ahead and look into the future. That's what I think about.
There's also a lot of mandates. We've seen Title IX and some other. How has that made the job more challenging?
It's definitely made it more challenging. Years ago, as you said, yes, campus safety, the campus police security was there. But now we are held much more accountable than we were in the past. You have things like the Clery Act. It's a federal law
right.
that affects every institution of higher education where we have to report our crime statistics and keep a daily crime log for our community to look at what's happening here. We have to publish our procedures and our policies relating to campus safety. And there's a government group that's going to look over that, Department of Education, to make sure that we're doing that correctly. We also have Title IX. You know, that's a new challenge that really came about in recent years. It's always been there, but it was clarified that colleges have a responsibility to protect students from discrimination. So incidents like sexual assault, dating violence, domestic violence, and stalking. We have a responsibility as a community to know how to support students and to keep track of those statistics. So that's another effort that we've had to make in recent years, revising policy and doing a lot of training.
There certainly is going to be controversy because your job is sometimes to be in places that you don't want to be and no one wants to be.
Yeah.
And there are incidents that happen on campus. You know, we can talk about both campuses relatively quick. Gettysburg College had a murder last year. Millersville, thankfully, we've never had that incident.
Right.
How do you anticipate that? Or do you just... part of policing is being reactive sometimes.
You know, I will say this. We try to be proactive as much as we can, but a big part of the job is reactive and responding to incidents afterwards and knowing how to mitigate the incident, you know, afterwards. So I think, again, it comes down to training and preparedness and not having the mindset that, oh, well, that could never happen here. As you said, we'd like to think that we could never have a homicide here at your college. It is unlikely that we would, but all we have to do is look to the east and west, to Gettysburg and Millersville. They experienced that, so it's a possibility. So instead of closing our eyes, we have to say, well, that could happen here. If it did, what would we do? What can we help to do to help prevent that from happening as best we can? But we know we're not always going to be able to be there to prevent these things. And then if it happens, okay, well, then what do we do afterwards to properly respond to one of these incidents? So
students often, you know, see you, it's an us against them sort of a thing. And I think you probably understand that. Mm-hmm. And you know, when we've had some incidents on campus over the few years, at least that I've been here, How do you keep that relationship with the students who are, you know, mainly the biggest constituency on the campus? How do you keep that as at a friendly level, but also at a level of, hey, you know, there are rules and regulations you've got to follow? That, is that one of the toughest parts of the job?
It is, and I'm really glad you asked that question because that is my highest priority and the thing I think we probably work on the most, at least I know I do. It is so important for me that we have a really good relationship with our students because, again, we're the department, the individuals that are here to help them 24 hours a day, and I don't ever want someone being afraid to pick up the phone or to text or to call out for help because they feel that we're the enforcement figures on campus. Our highest priority is to help our students regardless of whatever circumstances where it is. And I tell this, we get all the new students on their second day here when they arrive in the fall, and we do a 1-hour safety presentation. And I tell them every year, I said, there's no department on this campus that cares more about our students than campus safety. I was a student here. I've lived through all the things these students have. We have others, and the type of people that we hire that work here, they want to be on this campus. This is the type of work they want to do. They enjoy working with college students. Sometimes we have to enforce the rules. And, you know, obviously some people will feel that, well, that's what we're here to do. That's part of our job. But our overriding priority is here to protect people, to help people. That's what gives us our biggest satisfaction. And I think what we do is we work very closely with students. I meet with the Student Senate every 2 weeks. If they have ideas and suggestions, we work together on different projects. And I think if you had our student senators in here, they would agree that they work very closely with us, and we've been a big supporter of them and the initiatives that they've wanted for a long time.
Ed Bruder, Director of Campus Safety here at York College, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
WVYC Perspectives is a production of the staff of WVYC. York College of Pennsylvania owns and operates WVYC, and any and all content is solely the property of York College. Jeffrey Schiffman serves as the executive producer of WVYC Perspectives. WVYC Perspectives can be heard Monday and Friday morning at 10 a.m. on 88.1 FM. Downloads of the WVYC Perspectives podcast are available at the WVYC Podbean site, wvyc.podbean.com. Join us next week for another edition of WVYC Perspectives.